Yeah, Neville here. It's Saturday, September the 12th, and so early morning, pretty early, 7:30 or so, sitting in my office, and a couple of thoughts on TweetDeck and Seismic Desktop. I use both, primarily TweetDeck, I have to say. I like much about it that Seismic also has. I'll come on to that in a sec, but I've stopped using TweetDeck at the moment after the version 0.30 upgrade, as it's unusable. What happens is I launch the app and I just get a blank window with the background, nothing, no columns, nothing at all, and it will not load. So I filed a support ticket, and even done the only things I can think of to troubleshoot, which is completely uninstall, including removing any folders or whatever I found that were identifiable to TweetDeck, and then starting over with a fresh download from TweetDeck server. Doesn't make any difference. There's something causing that. It must be unique to me, I suspect, because I'm not seeing loads of people talking about it. So anyway, I filed a support ticket a couple of days ago. No response. Very, very disappointed. So I'm on Seismic. It sounds actually, the way I've said it, it's kind of like the second cousin. It's not. Seismic's very good. The point of this out loud thinking this Saturday morning is more to do with something I wish Seismic had that TweetDeck does. And it's very, very useful from a usability point of view. Two things primarily. The first is when you click a short URL link in a tweet, in TweetDeck, it pops up an overlay, as it were, on top of the app, showing you what the underlying URL is. Handy. You can see at a glance whether it's worth actually then clicking through another click to go and see the thing or not. Also, whether it's something that could be malicious. But mostly, I think, it's just say what is it? When you see someone tweeting, hey, this is cool, and you see a lot of that. Oh, wow, this is great. Or take a look at this, and there's just a bit.ly URL. I don't, although I do in TweetDeck because it tells me beforehand what they are. So if my browser's not loaded, for instance, is it worth waiting a few secs and being distracted and going to see it? Handy. I wish Seismic did that. The other thing TweetDeck does, I haven't seen it in Seismic, in which case maybe I'm missing something if it's there. Someone tell me, please. But the feature of when you type the at sign or a D for a DM, it gives you a directory of people who you've corresponded with before. Very useful, even though there's no way currently to get a directory from those apps that's really comprehensive. Like you know someone, you can't remember their Twitter name. So, or if you corresponded with them before, you start typing and it pops up. Very handy. I wish Seismic had that. For the final one, to me, I'm wondering, this one is neat. Seismic has something TweetDeck doesn't have, which I find handy, which is on the avatars of people who you're connected with. No, it's not that, actually. It's the at sign and a DM with a little, like, envelope. Teeny-weeny icon in the top right-hand corner of people's avatars, so you can tell, is it a reply or is it a DM? Handy. Now, one thing I wish it would do, and TweetDeck too for that matter, is indicate in some way whether the person who you're looking at from a tweet, whether it's one of those or just a normal tweet, is a follower of yours or not, and you are following them. Is there a way to do that? Maybe by a border color around the avatar or some such device. And I'm thinking, without knowing anything about programming or any other element that might make this easy or difficult, this would be awesome. I think you'd have the killer aspect of the app, all other things being equal. So if you compare Seismic and TweetDeck, which surely are the two right out front apps for interfacing with Twitter currently, with TweetDeck at the primary front, followed by Seismic. If Seismic offered this, TweetDeck too for that matter, one of them, I think you'd probably have the comprehensiveness that certainly I'm looking for. And maybe TweetDeck has the advantage because it's got those other aspects I mentioned, the short URL link view and the other pop-up, as it were. Anyway, some thoughts for Loic and everyone, the team at Seismic. Just thoughts, Loic. Love to know what you think of that.